And, you know, it was an amazing group of people because it was an art people and it was also like night people, you know. It was like 1 o'clock closing or something and people came in and there was, you know, lots of alcohol and pot and music. And there was a band, I think. And at a certain point, everything was calmed down and people sat down and then you did this really intense...
That's a wonderful piece.
Intense piece,
and I made this especially for this night. And I know I just had a day or so to think it all up and do it. So I used a shirt and put a frill at the bottom and I made a tie, a red tie. Found my socks and so on. Yeah, and this is my smock, which I hung up behind me.
So what did tell me what you were doing there? What was that? How did that proceed? That performance.
So it was once more a game. It was a game, as well as life, real life, like eating. So the thing was, I had all these boiled eggs in a bowl down on the floor, had this candy apple red, also visual feast, candy apple red table, which I still have upstairs, this little bench here.
Oh yes, okay.
And
so that was yours, you brought that, it was part
it.
Of the prop.
Yeah, and I brought the gold egg cups with gold eggs inside them, a roll, which was sort of like, it was visually beautiful, but it was also a little bit like a stockade. This is the first time I've thought of this, but that's true. And I had an egg cup in front of me, a knife and a spoon, salt and pepper. And I would take an egg from down there, put it in my egg cup, and do it properly with a napkin and all, and eat my egg, which ran a good bit. And then I'd come take a ruler, and I'd walk out here, and I'd find the right clay egg to knock out one of these real eggs. I had already put these out by slowly rolling them out of paper bags so that they wouldn't break in the process.
So it was sort of like billiards in a way.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, so I was going to knock out one of these eggs, and I had to do it until I knocked one out. Then I could go back, sit down, and eat my next egg, and knock out her next egg. But somewhere in there, in this process, I think there were probably six eggs here, as many as there were six eggs here. And so I would take the egg out and let it run through the wicker on my table so that you could see it, the audience could see it running down there. For a couple of eggs, I did that, and then I ate the last ones as well. But I always sort of took this on with some glee, is now I'm going to kill another egg, you know.
So were they raw eggs you were eating? No.
Those were soft-boiled eggs, or boiled eggs, soft. These were raw on the floor. Yeah, and they had to keep those very separate. So they when they smashed, it looked pretty gory, you know. I mean, you're really killing that with a big bang. And it would go, and the yolk would go all over.
Yeah, because you'd have to do that quite vigorously in order to get to the egg.
Yeah, if I didn't kill it, I have to do it another time. So, and I had these little guards out here as well, which were not the gold ones that were on the table. So very well thought out.
Was that screen a part of the action here? And your
smock? The smock was. I don't think the screen was.
Okay.
I think all this other stuff was simply there. The smock was my smock, and that I had put out the paper. And then when I finished eating the eggs, it was over. And then later, this is the first time I performed this, in the Douglas Gallery, Doug Christmas had scrambled eggs for everybody at Glenn Lewis's opening. Do you remember that?
No.
And it was a morning thing, a Sunday morning thing. So around noon, he had scrambled eggs and coffee for us and toast. And a whole lot of eggs left over. I was wearing a long, dark red robe for this occasion. And Doug said, you know, Gaffey, will you stand up against a wall and let people throw eggs at you? I went crazy about the idea. But I, you know, I'll do just about anything. So I did. And they threw the eggs at me. Now, most of the people who were throwing eggs are kind, and they would throw them beside me.
Right.
On the wall. Doug got after me and threw them at her. Well, he was photographing. Boom, 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 boom. So they eventually they threw them at me. My head, my face, everything is full of eggs. And when the photos were done, he didn't really want them. I said, they're mine. And he said, okay, okay. So they were my photos, and I used them forever in this piece. After that, I focused them on a screen while I was doing this. So this was just another element of the egg thing.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't think that screen was functioning way, eh?
No,
because I don't see a projector, really.
Yeah, somebody mm-hmm. else may have used a projector.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, this was all stuff that was on the wall that was...
So this was the first time you did that performance,
yeah.
And it's called Eggy, is it?
Some are egger than I.
Some are egger than I, that's right.
I can give Michael or lend him a copy of that issue with all the theater pieces in it, the Capilano Review thing.
Right.
I can do that.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Because some of it does carefully, like, go back to say, like, when it was first performed and when what was added, and will help you.
I think this is just so amazing because it was being produced outside of the gallery. I mean, this was really, you know, in a privileged kind of situation.
It was almost like the jazz performers in New York who worked after their work, they'd go off to
and jam, for free.
Yeah, except that this was very well, I couldn't say it was rehearsed, but it was rehearsed in my mind. I had to do it perfectly. Usually I had a little piece of paper saying, you know, what's next, the other one. Oh, at one point, when the eggs were sort of scattered all over from having so many of them knocked, I took a broom and sort of carelessly swept them together onto the paper again, as like, you know, somebody picking up dead bodies in a careless way. To me, these images were, you know, this feeling was very strong within that piece, that it was about war. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Like a game that was war.
And here's, I think what happened was he turned off the end of the piece.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He turned off this light.
Yes.
And I think he turned on, either turned on this light or he went over and turned this light off.
Right.
So all the lights went off and then people turned around and went out and then it was all cleaned up or something like that.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I think we ate after that.
Okay. Oh, you think the eating went on after?
Certainly milling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Milling?
Yeah.
Milling around?
Yeah.
Yes.